Hello, everybody, and welcome to a Monday edition of Below the Yellow Line. Kyle Larson gets his third win of the season in a chaotic Sonoma race. Ross Chastain turns Kyle Busch on the final lap for fifth place. MTJ goes from second to 27th after running out of gas on the final lap. But Kyle Larson, the biggest story of the day, gets his third win of the year. I don't know how many laps he led. I guess I can look here, but on the right strategy, on fresh tires at the end of the race, led 19 laps in this race. Was pretty strong all day. I think qualified inside the top five. I think qualified fifth. Qualified fifth. And just all day looked like one of the best cars. Didn't look like the best car. I thought Tyler Reddick probably had the best car just on pace. Blaney, Chastain, of course, they were really, really fast. I thought Reddick, though, had the best car. Christopher Bell finishes ninth. He was my pick to win. That didn't come to fruition. And of course, Emily picked Kyle Larson to win this race. So I think I'm now like 10 points behind, even after I got the point last week. So, oh well, you know, just pain and suffering. But Kyle Larson gets his third win of the year. He's now tied with William Byron and Denny Hamlin for the most wins in the NASCAR Cup Series this year. I guess you could call him the championship favorite because he's still the regular season points leader, and he missed the Coke 600. I think he's plus 21, I think that's right, on who's second, Chase Elliott? Or no, he's plus 14 on Elliott. Ahead of Hamlin, who blew an engine, and then ahead of Truex, who I think Reddick's now ahead of Truex too, just because Truex ran out of gas and lost so many spots. So yeah, I think Truex down to like fourth or fifth now. I think fifth in the regular season standings. So yeah, I mean, Larson's been really good this year. If I had to pick a championship four, I'm going him, Hamlin, Byron, and then I'm probably throwing Reddick has the most top tens this year. He has 10, only guy with 10. Kozlowski's been really fast as of late. I mean, Truex has been good, obviously. Chase Elliott hasn't finished a race below 20th all year. And then you have Bell, who's been really fast here lately. So I don't know. I think Larson, Hamlin, Byron, for sure I'm putting in there. It's just, who do I put in the four slot? You know, Kozlowski, Bell, Elliott, Reddick, Truex. Like, there's a lot of guys. It's going to be a really fun playoff this year, seeing who goes from round to round, seeing maybe who the upsets. But still only nine guys locked in. Seven spots open with 10 races remaining in the regular season. We'll go over the playoff bubble a little bit later. This race is pretty chaotic. You had some big wrecks. Josh Berry kind of, you know, pulled Leroy Jenkins and tried to go as deep as he could into turn 11. It didn't work out. You had Gregson and Logano, Burton all in a crash. Chase Briscoe with a big crash. Couldn't afford, you know, heat in a day. He couldn't afford that. Cindric nearly flipped, which was weird. Denny Hamlin blew an engine on lap three. Ty Gibbs crashed. I mentioned Chastain wrecking Busch. You had Will Brown, who I think had electrical issues yesterday in qualifying, or Saturday in qualifying, and then again yesterday in the race. He finished 31st, but he spun out Truex. And then you had Cam Waters, the other Aussie in the race. He also had some issues, some mechanical issues. Fox didn't really catch any of these, but Barry, Haley, they also retired due to issues. I think Barry just had too much damage. Haley had a fluid leak. Briscoe as well retired, as did Austin Dillon. Fox just missed all that. They mailed in yesterday. Yesterday was probably the worst broadcast. So on podcast clips of five or six laps to go, like, just, it's not good. Not good stuff at all. So just bad production, bad broadcast. I don't know. We've beaten that horse to death, but still. So let's go over these results. I know a bit of an abbreviated show, but you know, we'll have you covered once we're completely back to normal later this week with all the pre-race shows for Iowa. Emily and I might get to watch that race together, bring in in-person show. Not sure, but hopefully. But Larson gets the win. Michael McDowell in a second. He said in his post-race interview, like, we need wins. He's only 20th. Like, he's only 93 points out. I think he's right. I think he probably does need a win. But a really good run for them yesterday. Chris Buescher in third, his third top four, I think, in the three next-gen Sonoma races. Chase Elliott, P4, Chastain in fifth. A.J. Allmendinger in sixth. Really good day for him. Blaney had top three speed early on. I think a lot of people were rooting for Blaney after the heartbreak last week, rooting for him to to get back on the right track, and he finishes in seventh. Tyler Reddick, who won stage one, in eighth. Seabell in ninth. This is now, I think, five or four top tens in the last five races. In the last five races, he's finished no worse than 13th. So they're kind of turning up the wick here as the summer heats up. Todd Gilliland in 10th. He's up to 21st in points. I didn't realize that until this morning when I looked at it, but he's only 99 points out of the playoffs. Like, Todd's having a really, really solid season. He's gotten better. This is his third year in the Cup Series. He's just gotten better every single year. Remember last year, didn't even run a full schedule. He just recently inked an extension. So Morneau's got a good little driver in Todd Gilliland. Corey LaJoie, good day in 11th. Much needed good day for him. Kyle Busch in 12th. You know, it's not a win, which he, you know, might need, but still a good day for Kyle Busch, all things considered. Could have been a fifth, though. They originally had him 17th, and then with the Truex caution, kind of froze the field there. Let's see. 13th, Brad Keselowski. 14th, Daniel Suarez. 15th, Alex Bohm. Looked like he had probably a top 10 car, and then I guess strategy went awry or something. Zane Smith in 16th. Josevar 17th. All three Spire cars in the top 17. Not a bad day. Ryan Preece ran as high as third. I think finished second in stage two and finishes in 18th. He still nired back 26th in the points. You have Eric Jones in 19th, Bubba Wallace in 20th. He ran as high as 11th. I thought this could be a top 15 day for BW, but he was involved in that wreck in turn 11 and got back in traffic. Joey Logano, 21st, won the pole. I thought he might have a shot to win this race. And then strategy, Paul Wolf pitted him, and he ends up being in a crash and just never recovered from that. Austin Cindric, good thing he has a win, finished 22nd today. Kaz Grala, 23rd, kind of flew under the radar, had a decent finish. Ricky Stenhouse, 24th. Harrison Burton, 25th, not his worst day of the season. Noah Gregson, 26th. Martin Truex, 27th. Daniel Hemric, 28th. John Hunter Nemechek, 29th. William Byron had some issues, finishes in 30th. Will Brown, 31st. Josh Berry, 32nd. Justin Haley, 33rd. Chase Briscoe in 34th, Cam Waters 35th, Austin Dillon 36th, Ty Gibbs 37th, Denny Hamlin 38th. Be sure to follow us on X at BTYL Pod. Taking a look at the playoff standings, it's Larson, Hamlin, Byron with three wins, Bell, the lone man, with two, Elliott, Reddick, Keselowski, Cindric, Suarez all have one. Martin Truex is currently plus 128 to the NASCAR playoffs cut line. Ty Gibbs is plus 86. Ross Chastain, sorry, is plus 73. You have Bowman, who is plus 65. Blaney, plus 64. Chris Buescher, plus 32. Bubba Wallace, plus 8. So those are the points. Bush is minus 8. So Bubba's last man in, plus 8. You have Bush, minus 8. Logano, Logano minus 16, Briscoe minus 27, McDowell is now minus, where is he at now? McDowell is minus 93, and Gilliland minus 99 in 21st, Josevar minus 109 in 22nd, Barry 23rd, Gregson, Eric Jones, that rounds out your top 25, Preece, Stenhouse, Nemechek, Hemric, LaJoie 26th through 30th, Austin Dillon, 31st. Justin Haley, 32nd. Harrison Burton, 33rd. Zane Smith, 34th. If you're McDowell on down, 20th on down, I feel like you need a win at this point. Of course, mathematically, I think all these guys, except maybe Smith and Burton, can point their way in, but I think you probably need a win. So I know this wasn't the best show. I know it's been a weird week with shows and everything like that. Follow us on X at BTYL Pod again, but hopefully it'll be back to normal this week. All our normal shows, Xfinity pre-race on Thursday, Cup on Friday, and then Xfinity post-Saturday, Cup post-Sunday, hopefully with Emily. We'll see on that. I'll have a video out about Shane Van Gisbergen tomorrow. And yeah, it'll be a fun week here as we go to Iowa. 16 races down, 20 to go in the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series. Kyle Larson, your winner at Sonoma. Like, subscribe, comment, share. Follow us on X at BTYL Pod. My name is Samuel Stubbs. We'll see you later, everybody. Goodbye.